Nationwide, 425 detained immigrants facing deportation have tested positive for COVID-19 as of Wednesday. And federal officials are under legal pressure to stop deportation hearings for the other 32,000 who are locked up, especially those who are at high risk for the illness. KUER's Andrew Becker reports on one Utah man's experience in the system.
State versus Pedro Vieira, case 1919.
Pedro Vieira is about to be sentenced. It's April 7th, and the 3rd District Court in Salt Lake City is in session. Judge Linda Jones is hearing cases remotely because of COVID-19. Vieira is listening from the Salt Lake County Metro Jail. The 51-year-old from Orem pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor for inappropriately touching a coworker. And he's been in jail for months. But what comes next is unclear.
I don't know if you will actually be released. I am ordering your release in this case.
That's because Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has asked the sheriff's office to hold him for 2 more days as they decide whether to arrest and possibly deport him. That's put Vieira, who came here in 2001 from El Salvador on a tourist visa and never left, in a tight spot. He's diabetic and considered a high risk for COVID-19. And the Salt Lake County Jail recently confirmed its first case. In the end, the judge orders probation and offers him...
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
2 days later, ICE shows up. They put Vieira in a van headed to Denver and the Aurora Detention Center, where, so far, no detainees have tested positive for COVID-19, but 2 ICE employees who work there have.
This call is now being recorded.
It's 2 weeks later, and Vieira is speaking by phone from the detention center.
By me being in that group of high-risk people, I was hoping that they would let me free.
He says he's worried about his 2 children, both U.S. citizens. He says there's no social distancing for the 20 to 30 detainees on his unit. There's little soap or hot water. Only the guards wear masks and gloves. And having worked as a certified nursing assistant before his arrest, he's concerned about the medical care he's getting. He says he felt feverish the night before.
I don't want to die here. I don't want to get the corona. I don't want to spread it to anyone if I have it.
I have a problem with sending a 51-year-old man into a facility where COVID-19 is present, who's diabetic.
Adam Craik is Vieira's attorney. He says Vieira's conviction isn't automatically a deportable offense, and ICE doesn't have to detain him. Instead, they can offer alternatives to detention.
Especially when we have the ability to put an ankle monitor on him and track him, or to make him respond to a new phone app.
And ICE says roughly 3,000 other immigrants who'd otherwise be detained in parts of the Mountain West are tracked this way, but not Vieira. So far, ICE has released about 700 immigrants because of the illness. In response to a lawsuit filed by immigration advocates, a federal judge last week ordered ICE to review and track every person considered an elevated risk for the disease. ICE spokeswoman Alethea Smock says that by law, certain immigrants must be detained.
ICE is doing everything it can to be able to make sure that individual cases are reviewed and people are under the appropriate level of detention.
She declined to speak about the agency's response to COVID-19, but former ICE Director Thomas Homan says the agency has to balance public health with public safety. And the alternatives to detention program is nearly maxed out with 90,000 immigrants nationwide. He says ICE could expand this contract, but...
I don't agree at all that we just release all detainees. That'd be a public safety threat in many places.
The Justice Department, which oversees immigration courts, has canceled most hearings, but is still holding them for detained immigrants like Vieira.
I'm afraid that I could get a thin buy from it and never get to see my family again. Who's going to take care of my kids?
He mentions a letter his 17-year-old daughter wrote to the judge who sentenced him. In it, she talks about the violence in his native El Salvador and how his deportation would affect them both.
If you could tell my dad... I don't know when I'll see him again. I hope he can come or at least be alive to know I have graduated.
Last week, an immigration judge granted Vieira a $7,500 bond for his release, and he's out, for now. ICE has reserved its right to appeal. Andrew Becker, KUER News.